Well, folks, you know, you can't watch a show or read a paper these days without hearing about the energy crisis. Everyone knows we have one, and everyone knows it's unsolvable. So what's the solution? The answer is tonight's word.
Fill her up.
With regular. Now, as far as cars go, we should fill up on fossil fuels. No one debates that. But there's another greater energy crisis, one that's threatening Congress this election year. I'm talking about the Republican juggernaut. It's out of gas. Just look at the numbers. Democrats lead in all the polls by at least 10 points, except one, Fox News. That is with a margin of error of plus or minus the facts. Now, we've enjoyed GOP dominance in the House for a solid 12 years, thinking it would never end. But now, low presidential approval ratings and congressional scandals have threatened the status quo. This is a crisis, nation. Need I remind you, if the Democrats take control of Congress, Democrats will be in control of Congress. I used to think a Democratic Congress was a myth, like global warming. But thankfully, folks, Republicans have finally woken up. Unfortunately, too many of them are responding to the crisis by refilling their campaign tanks with alternative fuels, choosing untested and undeveloped sources of support, like running away from the president or turning on the Secretary of Defense. And they're even talking about hybrids, part Republican, part Democrats, bipartisanship. Moderates and centrists have never gotten us anything. The truth is, this party still runs on moral values. So stick to the fuels that energize the base. Republican congressman leaders know what I'm talking about. According to the Boston Globe, quote, they've all but abandoned efforts to pass major policy initiatives this year and are instead focusing their energies on a series of conservative favorites like constitutional amendments, banning flag burning, and gay marriage. Sure, these bills have no chance of passing, but that doesn't matter because we don't need to pass the amendments. We need to pass the congressman. Think about it. When you fill up your car, you're not trying to get the gas from place to place. It's the car you want to get from place to place. The gas? Who cares? It burns. So, Congress, when it comes to political fuel, stick with a regular. Or you could always base this November's campaign on the past 2 years' accomplishments. And that's the word. We'll be right back.